Here we go. Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kiger is in here and armed with the trivia question, no doubt.
I am.
Got some papers with him, and so I know he's got something written down.
Yes. I'm gonna check everybody's IQ.
Before we get started, did you research this or did this come off the top of your head?
No, this one is a researched one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a combination of those.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
The women, Carolina women, opening up tonight.
Yeah, good.
WCU, Western Carolina, rolling into town.
Go Heels.
Get out there and check out the Carolina women basketball team.
Under the direction of new coach Courtney Banghart.
Yep.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, give them some support.
Yeah.
And our question is about IQ.
All right.
Intelligent quotient.
That's a question that is vaguely familiar to me. Very vague, I might add.
No. You can hold your own. This is kind of a little bit of a toughie.
All right.
So I am going to provide a hint. Which state has the highest IQ?
Which state? You mean people of the state?
Which state has the highest IQ? When you take the IQ average and put it together, what state has the population that has the highest IQ? The hint, it is along the Atlantic seaboard.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. And what's it worth, Freddie?
I got a little bit of $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
It's along the eastern seaboard.
And if you just think about this,
yeah.
I bet you can get it within two or three guesses.
I'm going to say Rhode Island.
You're very close, because that's a great guess.
Very small state.
That's a great guess. You are, Rhode Island borders this state.
Massachusetts?
Correct.
All right. I never heard that before.
Massachusetts, or as some people refer to it, Taxachusetts.
All right.
Yeah, according to the World Population Review, the average IQ for Massachusetts is 104.3.
Really? And that's the highest?
Which just edges the second highest state, New Hampshire, which came in at 104.2.
Okay.
And I wish I could tell you North Carolina's average, but I was unable at that time to be able to ascertain what our average IQ is.
Well, I'm kind of scared to find out anyway. So,
well, I mean, you know, because we always, Chapel Hill is the second most educated town in America behind Cambridge, and that is judged upon a number of undergraduate degrees.
Mm-hmm. I know the triangle as a whole would be really pretty high there.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, us and Durham and Raleigh and Cary.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.